Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Akuluma Podcast We Talk. It's Nico here. I'm so excited to welcome back again after Easter weekend. I'm sure everybody had a wonderful Easter. Myself, I did, because on the 7th of April, it's my birthday. So I get really enjoyed myself, which means I wake up on Sunday and everybody was like, "Hey, happy birthday again, mate." I'm like, "Oh, thank God I'm still alive." Which means, again, I think it's good to celebrate your life, you know, because we've been told life can be short. But for me, I'm here today to update you about the podcast itself. So on the podcast, we've got amazing episodes are coming very soon. So I'll keep you updated, actually, once it's out. I'm just going to go through, this month I'm going to start working with a project in Glasgow. It's called Mental Health Project. They're normally focusing on asylum seekers and refugees. So my job is going to be interviewing people and editing the podcast and also sharing my own experience at the end. How was it for me to be part of the project or interviewing people as well? So yeah, that's that. And on the 19th of April, I'm going to be talking at a school in Glasgow for young kids. And actually, it's kind of raising awareness from another project as well. Ubuntu, they asked me if I can join their project to go and talk in schools as a lived experience. I said, yes, why not? Very exciting. So I'm going to do that. And the school one won't be recorded, so you wouldn't hear anything from here. But we'll try actually maybe to summarize it and to talk about experience after that. And what else I'm going to be doing? I'm waiting for a confirmation about Glasgow University they are researching about mental health as well. So they are very looking for the podcast to be part of the research. That's another exciting. And as I said, this podcast for all communities are welcome here. So if you listened on the previous episodes, you can find out someone wrote a book, like Five Stages of Mora, the West Refugee Camp on Earth. That's Erica Azare. She wrote that. So I interviewed Erica last year, and she launched a book in Glasgow. So I was there as well. So she actually explained. She spent how many years there, and I bought the book myself. When you read the book, it's amazing. When I mean it's amazing, it's kind of like raising awareness as well and sharing the life stories of that place, how horrible it is. You know, I mean, how people get treated so badly. So the other exciting project I worked with recently, I've done an episode with Dignity Education Vision International, which means it was founded by Sunita Gandhi. She's based in India. She's a director and stuff. So basically, on the latest episode, if you listen, you can hear me asking questions to Sunita. And we're going to be doing another second episode shortly soon. So it's something really interesting to look at it, because she's talking about how hard education is during the lockdown for poor children in India and Africa as well. They've got, the program is big. I think it's going to be global. So I'm not going to talk about that much. I'm just giving an update about the fantastic project I have been involved with. So if you listen to the podcast, we'll find episode 1 for Dignity Education Vision International. So yeah, I'm excited to do more with them, because it's a really exciting project to be part of. I was just thinking about, I never actually think much about how hard it can be for refugee kids when it comes to education, because if you're in the refugee camp, you're not guaranteed how long you're going to be there. So they keep moving you around, and it will be difficult for kids actually to follow up with education. It's something that we need to talk more about, and maybe to find out what can be done better, raising awareness actually. It's the same like in the UK, for example, the Home Office keep moving people around. These kids, they just get depressed and stressed, because you make a few friends and then a few months you're moved, move around. So yeah. It's something really, really I'm interested to do some kind of find out what's going on, why children should be punished so bad when it comes to education. So that's something that maybe the Dignit Education Vision internationally can maybe look at it, so they can come back with some really good explanation on that. So, and for me, I just want to say thank you so much as well. I don't know if I've done that for the people who actually donated to our crowdfunder page last week. It was set up for 2 weeks, but we reached the target within 4 days. Thank you so much, everyone done that. That really will help us a lot. You're gonna, it's gonna improve my voice, and it's gonna actually, not only that, gonna get to pay the software, get to do editing properly, and as well not to be cut off on the internet bill. And the bill of the internet was gonna up this month. I'm like, oh my god, well, I'm gonna do this. So, thank you again. This is gonna get us going on for, yeah, I don't know how many months, but yeah. It's really much better than nothing. So, yeah, that's what I came here to say. Thank you again. And those who share it around as well. This podcast is not about me. It's not on for me, but there's a lot of people behind me as well, as I said. Yeah, I came here to do the update, so I'm not here to do any episode. So I'm not going to be too long. And just to keep you updated, I think it's very important to know where we are, what we're doing. And I think for me today, I just come just to say there's some things that annoys me. When I mean that, I'm not talking about my personal life. I'm talking about the things around communities, around asylum seekers and refugees from this government. First of all, is the Home Secretary. Her language does annoys me. She's a poison. The way she talk about people. Refugees and asylum seekers, it is appalling. It's like a, I don't know, I wouldn't say a human being, but I don't know what kind, but she is different, okay? We can say that. So that annoys me, because that's why I'm going to schools to talk to kids. It's a good idea to raise awareness and educate them in a young age to understand that refugees are not bad people. Refugees are human like you. Refugees are nice people. Refugees, they got experiences. Refugees, they're educated. Refugees, they're like you. You know what I mean? That's that point. But she don't say that. The public has been lied to a lot. So that's the purpose of the podcast, to tell the truth. That is not true what the government says to the public about refugees and asylum seekers. No one comes here to take your job. We're not even allowed to work. You're not being allowed the job sent. How can you take a job? You know what I mean? Like, it does make sense. So these are things that annoys me a lot. And to send people to Rwanda, these people are not from Rwanda. Even they were from Rwanda, why are we sending them? If they're already here for safety, you know? That's another thing that annoys me. But I just want to thank another project and organization that they stopped the plane flight last year. That's good work. We need to keep fighting. We need to keep not allowing the government control the whole situation, especially when it comes to human rights. Everybody's got a right to life, to shelter, to water, and to, yeah, freedom of speech. You know what I mean? But her freedom of speech is not freedom of speech. As a leader, you should not talk like that. But I always tell other people that the Home Office is designed to fail you. And Home Office designed to break your heart, your head. Home Office designed to actually put depression on you. Home Office designed to create your mental health to go higher. The Home Office designed for anything that distracting your life. That's their job. So once you know that, ignore it. You will live a better life. Ignore it. They will never kill you. That's for sure. They won't do that. But they know how people are so weak. That's why they keep using these tactics, psychological torture. But please don't get me wrong, not everybody's like me, but I'm saying if you can, ignore them, do it. Do it. As long as you don't do any criminal things, you'll be fine. That annoys me, how the government talks about refugees and asylum seekers. But I just want to thank, there's lots of charities and projects as well who are working so hard to do this and keep going, you know. Because one day this government's going to be out. People can maybe live in peace. And special refugees and stuff. I don't understand why people like this government actually can celebrate or enjoy the death of people who are dying in the oceans every day. And you go home and sleep and come back and talk rubbish in the parliament. It's unbelievable. So, yeah. Sakuma Podcast, we talk, we are here. That's why I'm here every time to talk, actually, voice. This is me actually deeply concerned about the whole thing. It's really sad. Only thing I can do, I'll just encourage people that don't give up. And for asylum seekers and refugees, for me, my survival started from volunteering. You need to volunteer. Get out of the house. Find something you like to do. There's lots of things and places to do volunteer work. And some projects, they are very nice. They can give you some free training courses. You can learn something, you know. So I was thinking maybe in my next project myself on the podcast, I would like to offer this experience to other refugees and asylum seekers for free. Yeah, they can come here and learn how to record, learn how to edit, learn how to produce the podcast. They can do it in their home once it's done, you know. That is my other step next time. I want to do that. I want to offer all I learned to others as well. So we can have a very big community supportive. So our voices can go louder and louder. So we can speak in our homes. We can do this. So what's the second thing annoys me? Is that the public is also confused. The reason I'm saying this, those who remember the story, what happened in Liverpool on those hotels when the public came out to actually trying to... I don't know if I can say fighting asylum seekers, refugees, or actually attacking them. Something that shouldn't happen, you know. And the government says nothing, and the police do nothing. But if it was asylum seeker doing that, a refugee, the police would be there within a second. So we can see the division on these different groups in life, especially when it comes to refugees and stuff. The point I'm making here is that the government did not explain to the public, did not tell them the truth, why these people are staying in this hotel. You know, they should have said, guys, we have people coming to live in this community. Please be nice to them because they're from danger. They're flying away from danger. They flew from persecutions, war. So they're very traumatized. So please be nice to them. The government did not do that. They just put the people in the hotels and leave. And I've never been to these hotels, but I hear that it's really, really terrible inside. The food and everything, the treatment. I have been to the detention center myself. I know detention is not a good place. You know what I mean? There's no good place when you have no human right, where you have no right. There's no good place. Doesn't matter where you are. Doesn't matter if you're in the camp or you're in the hotel. It's still the same. It's not that freedom we're fighting for. You know, so I'm going to close by saying thank you again for those donated the man on the crowdfunder for us. It really, really means a lot. So that's why I can't stop saying it. And also sharing. So this is an update, by the way. It's not an episode. So I'm not going to go further than that. And you can share it with your friends and your network. If you've got any questions, you can go to my email. I'm going to leave it on the bottom once I'm writing for the podcast. So you can contact me if there's any questions or, any advice. Please, they're welcome. You can go out to www.wetalkpodcast.co.uk or you can go out to Anchor, Spotify, and Apple. You can find the podcast there. Thank you for listening.